Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Trade deadline. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Yes, it is the NBA trade deadline as it passes here about 60 seconds ago, but we'll still have deals filtering through. But is that the most important thing to happen in the NBA in the city of Milwaukee? Get into a lot of that with a huge game tonight on national TV for your first place Milwaukee Bucks at 43-7. Antonio Brown apologizing. We have to get into some of that conversation as he was on our sister station in Pittsburgh earlier on today. Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, former GM of the Phoenix Suns, stops by at 4:40. Him, as always, sponsored by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. We'll talk to John Johnson of WIP in Philadelphia. Also, Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, previews Bucks and Sixers with us here at 3:35 on the Wendy's Big Show. It's Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Also, tweet us at 1057FMTheFan, as you're probably on Twitter already all day, just continually refreshing and trying to figure out what on earth is going on with the NBA trade deadline. As we've seen some former number one overall picks moved, we've seen guys that have gotten into fights with Giannis Antetokounmpo moved, we've seen a lot of movement so far and some teams getting better around the top. But Gary, as we look through here, the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference, one of the main teams making moves, they go out and get Andre Iguodala last night, then sign him to a two-year, $30 million extension. Interesting how a guy can sit out all year and then get traded and then get a $15 million a year extension, but that works out. Solomon Hill, also Jay Crowder on their way to Miami. Instead, Memphis gets Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson. Deion Waiters had his struggles earlier on this year, and some young players that were lottery picks and can be moved around. Clint Capella's now in Atlanta. They're obviously looking far up at the Milwaukee Bucks, not even in the playoff conversation right now. So I ask you, as it appears the dust is starting to settle for the NBA trade deadline, is there anything that a team has done or could have done that would have threatened the Milwaukee Bucks here so far into the playoffs?
Well, I think from the Eastern Conference side, I think you look at Miami, I think they tried to make a move and tried to threaten them a little bit. And it's funny because I was just talking about this the other day when I came back. You know, most of the Uber drivers down there were talking about Miami, we'll see you in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's what, you know, that's what the Heat fans are thinking that down in Miami. They thought that their team was already pretty good. And then now they go and make this trade. I think they got to feel good about their team, that they may have a chance to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Listen, let's just say this. On the east side, it's the Bucks to lose. I think everyone knows that. I mean, for the first time in a long time, it has been a long time, that it is. It's just, it is what it is.
Sure.
They're the best team out there. Here, we were struggling. How many people didn't want us to sign Chris Middleton? Raise your hand out there in your car or at work. Go ahead and raise it. Because everybody was talking. How many people didn't want Bledsoe to get that contract? Go ahead and raise your hand. And we never talk about, after this over, you know, did we actually make a mistake by that? Yeah, the money is big for both of these guys, but that's the going rate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just don't begrudge that. And they have assembled and put a pretty good team together. You know, and in all this, it's great. But, you know, John Hammond should get some credit. I mean, you look at Chris Middleton and Giannis. Neither one of these guys were drafted by the people that own the team right now.
Sure.
That was Hammond. put that together. So, he's no longer here, but I'm sure people around the NBA understood what they were trying to get done. But then kudos goes to the people that owns it right now, that they kept this thing moving, kept it going, and added pieces around Giannis. We got a new facility, a new building. Milwaukee is vibrant downtown. Everybody loves it. I think it all works together. And now all the Milwaukee Bucks have to do is win it. I was listening to Kendrick Perkins this morning on the Four Letter Network, and you and I were just talking about, you and I, Steve, and Pluck were just talking about this morning. Perkins said, Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, just like that. And that's what you got. Who would ever thought that we would have the best player in the NBA?
Right, it was a complete lottery ticket when it was taken at the 15th spot. You said this is a boomer bust to hopefully have the best player in the NBA, but the odds of that working at 15 were very, very slim to none.
Yeah.
Although we've seen now probably two of the top five, two of the top six players drafted at that spot with him and Kawhi Leonard. So, I mean, they're kind of changing the narrative around the NBA, but it is always going to be a lottery league. It's always going to be a top five, top six guy that are usually going to be the big impacts. Also, the LA Clippers making a big move just moments ago, reported by Woj first. They acquire Marcus Morris from New York Knicks, and also Isaiah Thomas from the Washington Wizards, a part of a three-team deal, sending those two out to LA. So there are moves around the West that also could impact the situation. You appear to really like that deal.
Well, that makes it tough for LeBron and them. Because LeBron, the Lakers was in on that trade with Morris, too. They wanted him. Now he gets to walk. Now he's in the building down the hallway.
And luckily for another good situation for the Milwaukee Bucks, it appeared last night that Danilo Gallinari was going to be coming from the West to the East and also going to the Miami Heat. He is not being acquired by the Miami Heat. So in the Eastern Conference, it doesn't necessarily look like it could have major impacts on the Milwaukee Bucks. But what about you? 414-799-1250. Did any team threaten the Milwaukee Bucks with the moves made today in the East? But in the West, maybe that's a different story, as they did just grab
The Clippers got better.
They got some more scoring there for the Clippers.
Yeah. The Clippers most certainly got better. No doubt about it.
Across the league, there were moves to be made, and the D'Angelo Russell deal is probably the biggest one that acquires also the former number one overall pick, Andrew Wiggins, to the Golden State Warriors, a team that's losing on pace to lose 50 games. They got themselves out of the luxury tax, trading D'Angelo Russell, also Omari Spellman, and Jacob Evans to the Timberwolves for Andrew Wiggins, former number one overall pick, the protected first-round pick in next year's draft, and a 2022 second-round pick. The other major deals feel like they were around the Western Conference and also lower-level teams, like the Detroit Pistons trade away Andre Drummond, who some are now early on speculating it could be a possible buyout situation for Drummond with the Milwaukee Bucks. Now I think your attention definitely turns to the buyout market, where the Bucks maybe could be bigger players, as you can add players without giving up draft capital. Because, Gary, we talked about it. When you make a deal at this particular point, when you're on pace, a record-setting pace to win 70 games, you also have to offset the issues you're going to cause in the locker room if you disturb that piece.
Right, and so that's what the Bucks really have to guard against. I just don't know if they're going to get anybody that's going to help them win or lose a NBA championship. I think they're set. I mean, now, great. It will be great to add some pieces at no cost to you, or doesn't make a ruckus inside your locker room, doesn't hurt team chemistry, doesn't do any of that kind of stuff. And so I'm good at really whether – if the Milwaukee Bucks don't make a move or add anything, I'm good. If they go and get somebody, I mean, I don't know. How does that guy – factor into the top eight? I mean, I just don't see that. I think they're
sure,
set
if you get
right
yourself
now,
a real rotation piece, that's
right,
the difference, man.
Right, because I think they're set right now 1-8, and I think when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks going into the playoffs, if you go into the playoffs, that's probably about what you're going to get. I mean, roughly eight guys, nine if you're blowing somebody out.
It felt like it was going to be all quiet on the Western front for the Milwaukee Bucks, and it appears that it is during the NBA trade deadline. Do you like the decision, or do you like some of the deals that were made elsewhere and teams trying to catch the Milwaukee Bucks? Because that's what you are when you're the number one overall team, right? When you're the number one seed, everybody has to catch you, and that's the weird...
They're the hunted.
that when you are the hunted, it's a different feeling than it is when you are being chased, because you're always looking back.
Right.
No real moves made by Boston. The 76ers made one move onto their bench. They add Alec Burks, a former top 10 pick, and Glenn Robinson III from the Warriors in exchange for 3 second-round picks. So they just bought bench help.
Right.
And that team's in town tonight. Teams that needed bench scoring, Miami really is the only one in the Eastern Conference that really took a swing to try to get themselves into that spot. Mm-hmm. And you could have seen that coming with Pat Riley. He's always going to believe that he has a chance to win an NBA title.
No, he does. And I think they figured it out. I mean, they've had some draft. They go get Jimmy Butler. I think that was a key thing to him. And everybody was dogging Butler for going to Miami.
And we thought he was just doing it for the weather.
Right. This was the end of his career, mm-hmm. his weather. No, I mean, they flipped the script on that and turned that around. I mean, they go and get Tyler Hero, the mean streets of Whitnall, and he's turned out to be a really good basketball player for them. And then they get rid of Winslow. And Winslow just really became like a he wasn't a shooter. I mean, he was, I would say, like a effort guy almost.
Sure.
You know, he could do a little bit thing, mm-hmm. Jacks of all trade kind of guy. And then they flipped that into Iguodala. And they get a veteran with championships that understand how to win, and they get another guy, if need be, all right, Jimmy Butler, this is what we need. I'll step up to you. So they get that inside the locker room. It only helps them.
Nobody believing that the Milwaukee Bucks had any inclinement or intention on making a deal.
No.
Do you believe that they are still the winners of the NBA trade deadline because they didn't do anything and really nobody else did much around to be able to win?
There's nobody challenging them right now in the East. There's no moves that were made by anybody in the East to challenge the Milwaukee Bucks.
You would have gotten Danilo Gallinari and we would have had a legit conversation with Miami. I think that move right there, them not being able to sign Danilo Gallinari, and that's what the reports are of the reason why that deal fell apart. They wanted to lock up Danilo for a couple of years. They couldn't come to an agreement on extension. That would have been a piece that would have added some major fuel to the fire.
That would have been intriguing.
And they would have then been the front runners to meet the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, in my opinion.
Yes, I would agree.
Boston doesn't do anything. Toronto doesn't do anything either.
Watched Boston last night. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Were they on the road?
Who did they? They played Orlando last night.
Mm-hmm. If they're on the road, that's what they were doing.
They won. I mean, I don't. No, they were at home. But it just looked that team has just totally changed. Now, what's the point guard name they went and got?
Kemba Walker.
He didn't play last night, so maybe that was some of their struggles. I mean, they end up winning, but they just don't look like they used to look.
That was the group that I believe is going to meet the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Final, and right now there's no moves earlier today that are reasons for me to believe that they aren't going to be the team meeting
the Bucks. They're still good. Yeah. They're still a good basketball team. But that team was a shoe-in, you know, a couple years ago to get to the NBA Finals.
I can tell you exactly
Kyrie
what they did.
And all the young
they
guys.
Went and traded for Kyrie Irving and blew up the locker room.
And blew up the locker room.
And when you want to go and find the shiny piece, go talk to Danny Ainge about what the NBA trade deadline can do for you positively or negatively.
Exactly.
For the last 5 years, I was talking about this on the postgame show, and we'll be back on the air tonight after Bucks and Sixers.
Can't wait to hear you, Billy.
Sidney Moncrief. Thank you, Gary. That's really nice of you to say. Yeah. Sidney Moncrief joined us right after the game as well. There's always going to be the couple organizations, and in football it always feels like it's the Washington Redskins, that they're going to be enamored with the new shiny toy.
Right.
The Boston Celtics had been that group for a long time.
Well,
who are they going to go get? Who are they going to go get?
Because they had so many draft picks.
Right, from the Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett.
Right, so they were in that position. Really, I mean, they really made the right move for them.
Oh, 100%.
Because they had the ammo to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
They just made the move with the wrong person.
And I'm very glad that it did happen. Because if they would have went out and got somebody else, that could have been an absolute freight train.
Because we were afraid that when they went and got Kyrie, everybody was afraid of that move. You didn't know how big of a knob he was, but I mean, everybody was. I mean, I was. When I went in and got Kyrie with all the young boys, I go, oh, man, that's pretty good.
And I like the group with the young players of Kemba, Jason Tatum, mm-hmm. Jaylen Brown, Al Horford now out. And they have some pieces. They don't have maybe enough size, but Andre Drummond moved today to the Cleveland Cavaliers for Brandon Knight and John Henson. Mm. That could possibly be a big, maybe on the buyout market, as his deal is an expiring contract as well. 414-799-1250. Did any moves around the Eastern Conference threaten the Milwaukee Bucks? 414-799-1250. A former Milwaukee Buck first-round pick. I just told you about John Henson on the move. There's another one being traded today before the NBA trade deadline. Give you that name next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, guys, It's a new year. It should be a new you. And it should be a new ride that you're whipping around in a Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North is the exact ride that you want to be seen in today. Conveniently off 43 North at Silver Spring Drive, blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale, 15 minutes away from anywhere in the city of Milwaukee. You can check out the 2019s left in stock. But get on that new 2020 new inventory list, guys, right now today. Get on that list and be ready to go and ride around in a brand new Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North, because they have a new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles to fit your particular taste, fit your particular price range, and that's what Austin Dell, the sales manager, is trying to do for you, put you in the right car. Not maybe the best one that you look at, but the one that fits you right and you're most comfortable with. Check them out online, MercedesandMilwaukeeNorth.com. Then check out Austin Dell, the sales manager at the dealership right off I-43 North. Tell them the Big Show sent you. They'll take great care of you and kick off 2020 in the Mercedes-Benz that you've always dreamed of. 414-799-1250. Reacting to the NBA trade deadline here on the Wendy's Big Show. Going to hear some maybe contrite comments from an Antonio Brown. That's in 20 minutes. We'll hear from Eric Name coming up at 3:35. Our Milwaukee basketball insider recaps the NBA trade deadline and previews Bucks and Sixers with you. It's the Wendy's Big Show off and running on the Fan.
Winning 70 games would be really cool because, like you mentioned, there hasn't been many teams to do it. But I think we've kind of built this season and started with it last season upon one game at a time mentality. And I think if we're able to continue with that approach, we'll see where we end up at the end of the year. I mean, we have a bigger goal in mind. Winning 70 games is great, but I mean, you saw when the Warriors won 70 games, they didn't win the NBA championship. So for us, it's about making sure that we play each game the way that we know we're capable of. And as the season comes to an end, we'll lean on coach for how he wants to handle that and try to make sure we get ready for the playoffs and hopefully a deep playoff run.
That's Pat Connaughton on the station last night, Milwaukee Basketball Hour, with the Marquette legend Steve Novak, along with Bill Michaels, the big unit last night at Good City Brewing. That'll be back on the air next week. Stay tuned for the special in-studio guest right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Tonight, stay tuned right after we're done here. You get Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, sitting in here right now. And a conversation
right now
that you guys had, you had with Leroy Butler, great friend. You were the best man in his wedding. And a breakdown of really the full life and the listening to it already. And sorry, I got a sneak preview, everybody. Don't want to brag or anything. But listening to you guys go through really the start of his career all the way back into high school of where it goes and how the maturation of a Hall of Fame finalist starts.
Yeah, I mean, because everybody's story is different along the way. You know, you never know what inspires people and what made people great and what trial and tribulations people go through. And Leroy talked a little bit about all that in this conversation that we had. And although I've talked to Leroy in depth about a lot of different things, it always seems that you find something new when you talk again. And so I think, you know, people should tune in and listen to it. I think it's going to be great radio that you can get some insights on Leroy, and just a great guy.
How tough is it, though, when you guys have talked to each other so many times to then all of a sudden you're on tape and you don't want to, like, miss any part of the story? Because you know the story as well as anybody.
Well, invariably you do miss some stuff because all stuff keep going. But I think it was pretty in-depth, and it was, you know, Leroy's pretty open with the conversation, and it's a must listen to. I mean, it's sometimes you just don't know what made guys tick and what made guys who they are, and I think you'll probably find this out in the story.
That's tonight at 6 right here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app, so do not miss a second of it. Then later on tonight, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, along with Sidney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer, joins us after the game. Mark Stein reporting that the LA Lakers expected to give free agent guard J.R. Smith a post-trade deadline audition. Now, if you remember, J.R. Smith was in Milwaukee before the season started for a little bit of a workout. Quote, perhaps as soon as next week is when the ideas are, remain the favorites to sign Darren Collison. Collison is looking at eyeing an NBA comeback after he retired maybe a little bit prematurely earlier this year for religious reasons. Darren Collison going to be out there on the buyout market. Also being reported that Tristan Thompson is going to be floated around on the open market for final buyouts that you could find. That does not make me all that excited, Gary. I don't know about all the buyout players that will be ultimately available, but for the Milwaukee Bucks, they stand pat, and reading up on Twitter to the answer our question right now, do any trades being made earlier today threaten the Milwaukee Bucks this season? Nobody is concerned. And I also wonder how many people are really concerned about tonight's game. We'll get into a little bit more of that conversation at 4 o'clock. But you said in the last segment, it feels like the Bucks to lose, and I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. But when you are in that mold, I think it's so difficult to keep the blinders on moving forward when you are always constantly looking back. And maybe it's just the fan base that does this, but always looking back at the next challenger to the throne, even though you really haven't won the throne yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think you always got to caution and guard against, you know, because it's not a shoe-in that the Bucks going to win this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's not a shoe-in the Bucks is going to make it to the Eastern Conference. Although they're, I mean, it's about as automatic as it's going to get as it's ever been for the Bucks right now. But nothing is never, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered. I mean, much has been talked about this team, and it is about Giannis, and it is about Giannis making adjustments. Because, best believe me, we'll get into Boston a little bit more. The reason why Boston went out and did what they did was because they thought that they need to stop Giannis. So they sacrificed a lot of things. They sacrificed perimeter shooting. They sacrificed the locker room. I mean, they sacrificed chemistry. And so, and they're not doing well right now. So a lot of teams are making moves to try to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And most certainly not Miami did that. But the move that Miami did with Iguodala, I think that was a positive move. I don't think they're going to turn into a move like they did with Horford bringing him over and all that. And then Joel Embiid, maybe you have some stuff with Joel Embiid. Maybe, and some of those guys don't work as hard as they should. And that's why Giannis is the greatest player right now on the planet.
Would you have been interested in the Andre Iguodala? Because that was something that was floated to me a lot.
That's one guy out there that if the Bucks wanted to go get him, mm-hmm. I would have been okay with that. Most definitely. You always need a veteran with rings on your team.
Because that's the tough part about this, Gary. They have a lot of vets, but they don't have vets with rings.
With rings. And willing to accept this role. Because he's not a shooter. So he's not going to take shots away from anybody. Mm-hmm. But you're going to go lock a Joker down. You always need a guy that can go lock a Joker down.
And he's never going to fear anybody that he's going up against. I've seen that guy lock down the best all the time.
He always seems to make the big shot.
He's a Finals MVP for a reason.
The key play. I mean, he is most certainly a glue guy. There ever was one.
I was trying to do this analysis last week when I was sitting down with Kyle Korver on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and you just go through the guys on their roster who are savvy vets. They've been around the league. They've taken teams and they've gone with teams to the finals, but no one's reached that mountaintop and finally been able to finish it. I think maybe that's one way how the team is able to keep themselves grounded in what they've done. And also you hear guys from like Pat Connaughton, young guys that have learned from the failures of last year that nothing is promised. Right. It is not promised that just because you're 43-7 here going into the month of February that you're going to win the NBA title. Right. But you're a clear front runner, and that's a different way to play than you've had to in years past. 22-3 at home are the Milwaukee Bucks. They put that record on the line tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers, who on the road are 9-18. What about the big deal made earlier today? You like the D'Angelo Russell trade for the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yeah, what does that do for them? I mean, they just traded a guy for trade a guy. They both got high contracts. I mean, I don't know. What did they do?
D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns have often rumored that they've wanted to play together and that they've been looking at trying to add a super team, especially with like Devin Booker together. So I think it gives them another superstar around him. It always felt like him and Wiggins never saw eye to eye up there in Minnesota. So they send Wiggins out. I really actually like the deal for Golden State more than anybody. I think if you're going with Andrew Wiggins, a dude that was a rookie of the year and a number one overall pick at 24 years old, he's averaged 20 a game in three of his five NBA seasons. You got an expensive lottery ticket at that, but you got a guy that could be a perfect change of scenery, dude.
Wiggins, to me, has underachieved.
Yeah.
And maybe Wiggins and Towns don't. Sometimes guys they cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what you had there. Maybe they're too much the same or too much alike. You know what I mean? So, right, because next year, because Golden State's not about them this year.
No, they're on pace to lose 55 games.
So they're trying to get in the lottery. Get that pick and then make a go.
And they pair
again.
And again, Gary,
this is San Antonio Spurs all over again with David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
And a younger version of David Robinson when you look at Steph Curry. I mean, he's still got games in his body.
Yeah.
David Robinson was closer to the end than he was than Steph Curry is.
Right.
So you still have Draymond Green under contract until 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't appear that's going anywhere. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, now Andrew Wiggins, former number one overall pick, and you could possibly add another starter into this year's draft, depending on where they fall. I mean, we've seen crazier things. Your boy Larry Harrison and Bob Myers could go win that lottery and go get Wiseman, and then they could have the center that they've been looking for, too, with that group.
Right.
I mean, it's a boom or bust, but I like the deal for Golden State more than anybody else. The Miami Heat not getting Danilo Gallinari from the Thunder, I think, is a miss by Pat Riley, but he continues to just take shot after shot after shot, and he is going to do just about anything to try to put his team into position to win. And you were down in Miami, and you said everybody believes that he's going to be able to do so. So he's taking shots at and bites at the apple.
No.
They're having an opportunity.
No doubt about it.
It's the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app.
You want to take a break?
Do you want to talk about something?
Well, no, I feel like you need to take a break. I haven't had to talk to you about, like, you know, you shouldn't take a shower and then come into work because that overheats your body temperature.
You're saying that I'm sweating or something?
Am I saying you're sweating? Yeah. You are sweating up a storm over there.
Yeah, I am.
Does it ever happen to you?
Yeah.
Your body, something happens to your body temperature. Like, you take that shower, and then, like, your body doesn't cool down or some, because I have that same problem. I don't know if it's a problem or not, but I have that same issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I take a shower, I almost have to be an hour for my body temperature to get back right.
Huh. That's interesting. I mean, I've always had to, but yeah, I get what you're
really?
Saying. Yeah.
You've always had?
You I mean, always I've always had to take a shower and then go. So, I mean, like, that's been my life for a while, so I'm just used to
so
it.
So, like,
so I apologize that I'm sweating in the studio.
Like, for example, like if I'm going to go, like, if I got, like, an event to go to, I got to wear a suit and tie,
mm-hmm.
I have to make sure it's an hour. Because if not, I'm sweating out that suit.
No, I'm sweating through the suit either way. I mean, it doesn't matter when I go. Doesn't matter. I could shower in the morning. I could shower right before I go. I'm still going to soak through that thing, 100%.
There it is.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're back after this on The Fan.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story, brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
It's a buzz around the UW Athletic Department that we'll get to hear momentarily, along with some Antonio Brown conversation, which is always fun. As wild as it is, it's just like, it's a car accident. You just can't look away. But maybe it's getting better. Maybe it's getting cleaned up. Bring you some of that from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. That audio courtesy of. But first, talking NBA trade deadline with you and asking, did anybody threaten the Milwaukee Bucks with the deals they made earlier today before the 2 o'clock NBA trade deadline? Let's go out to Dan in Florida. He's up on The Fan. Dan, anybody threaten the Milwaukee Bucks with the moves they made today?
I mean, threaten's a strong word, but I would have liked the Bucks to get Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson III there. Frankly, I was hoping that they would. What did the Sixers give up? Three second rounders,
yep.
Well, what do you guys think about getting those two players instead?
I understand where you'd like it, and thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. It's one of these two where those minutes are going to come away from somebody else, Gary. And when you're trying to fit in to make a move to make a move, that's what Nikola Mirotic last year felt like for the Milwaukee Bucks. They needed another perimeter shooter, but it felt like they went out and made the move because everybody felt like they needed to make a move to put themselves over the top.
And it really didn't work.
It did not work at all.
He struggled here.
Mm-hmm.
Struggled here mightily. And he wasn't a locker room cancer or anything like that. It just, his game, it just didn't work. It just
especially after he got hurt, he was just bad.
Just wasn't the same. So, I mean, I think the Bucks have experienced that last year. And so they chosen to pay the guys that they wanted to pay. And then they liked their locker room. They liked the continuity that they got. And I think they want to move forward with what they have. So I think you just got to be careful of those types of situations along the way to a championship.
Other news around the association going on right now. The Los Angeles Clippers plan to buy out the contract of Isaiah Thomas, as they just acquired him in the deal, sending Marcus Morris to the Clippers as well.
How many players do they need?
They didn't need many. I mean, I thought they were pretty much ready-made when Paul George and Kawhi Leonard went over there in free agency. They also apparently wanted to get rid of Montrezl Harrell, and they've kept him too. That would have been a piece that I would have been interested to see the Bucks make, but same thing, I don't know where his minutes were going to come unless you take him away from Robin Lopez.
That's the problem that you have. Would you do that?
Chris Haynes saying, Yahoo sources, Clippers intend to go with extremely versatile starting lineup of Pat Beverly, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Morris, and Ivaka Zubac. That's a heck of a run that they're going to go with. And they could maybe use another big. And their bench will be Harrell along with Lou Williams in that group. They are stacked up into the bench area. That's one of the reasons why they took the Warriors to six games last year was because of the bench that they had and the guys that they're able to come off with Magruder as well. They're a deep team. So Landry Shamet on there as well, Patrick Patterson. Feels like they will, though, move on from Isaiah Thomas. Okay, so do you want to hear about your alma mater, or do you want to hear from Antonio Brown first, Gary Ellison?
I want to hear from Antonio Brown
first. Okay, so Antonio Brown earlier today on 97.3, The Fan in Pittsburgh, The Fan Morning Show in Pittsburgh, he appeared with Colin Dunlap, Chris Mack, and Jim Connolly, and the interview was not divisive, to say, at all. It was much more of... There was just a weird feeling around the entire thing. So take a listen to this. This is Antonio Brown's message to the Pittsburgh Steelers and the organization that he left behind.
I apologize to those guys for the distractions, you know, the unwanted attention that probably caused those guys.
There was some unwanted distractions, that's for sure. But then also, how are you feeling about possibly wanting to get back into the NFL, Antonio Brown?
And you say that you want to try to get back in the NFL, right, Antonio? You
want to I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I'm just taking it one day at a time.
I don't know if he's bound to get back into the NFL.
That arrest, I think, did something to him. Because is he wearing a monitor? I think he's wearing a monitor right now.
It feels like he definitely woke up a little bit.
I think he did. Because I think they required him to go to some sort of treatment, I believe, in this arrest that he just had here at his home. And maybe that... The light came on. I don't know.
You sure hope so. And then they ask him, are you okay, AB?
I'm pretty good, man. I think those guys put me in a crazy jacket. I don't know why they did that. But I just think, man, mental health is really important. You know, it's really difficult for me when, you know, I can't even go out in the public. Everyone coming up to me, putting their camera phone. Everyone got an agenda from what they want to get from me or what they can make off me. So, you know, it's good to be around people and talk to people that don't have no agenda, you know, that could just support your mental health and listen to you. You know, it's not about the material things or money. People need support and love, meaning someone that could call, people that could listen to, and people that could give them the right encouragement without no feedback of selfishness or wanting.
It's very difficult because it feels like he was getting some bad advice, too.
Well, it's got to be tough. But, bro, get off Instagram. Stop doing live videos. You also are drawing attention to yourself.
It was very self-destructive.
You just got to go away for a little bit and do your thing. And I think, but it sounds like he's speaking of common sense right there.
The most common sense we've heard out of him in the last year and a half.
He did say that. What did he say in the beginning? Could you just, in the beginning, what just?
I'm pretty good, man. I think those guys put me in a crazy check. And I don't know why they did that.
Those guys put me in a crazy check. So, which means that they made him, I think he has to go seek counseling.
Isn't that part what we've all been hoping that he would do?
Yeah, which was part of his plea bargain, I believe, when he got arrested.
When you are in a situation like this, all you want is for the guy to be able to get the help he needs. Yeah. And we've been, I don't know Antonio Brown, to be, I mean, very
well,
open.
None of us know
Brown personally.
You're not
but
like that.
It's just, it's a difficult spot when you see a guy that it appears and... In the open, right in the public eye, feels like he's just drowning.
Right.
And that's the toughest part for me to see a guy like that in that situation where it just doesn't feel like he has the reprieve available to him. And he said there at the end, surrounding yourself with the positive people, maybe not the same people, like you said, staying off Instagram, the same people that are saying it's Mike Mayock's fault, that it's John Gruden's fault, that it's the NFL's fault. Like, that can be very difficult. you can speak more to it being in the NFL, but those relationships you've had for a long time, when you're in a different position, there's some people that always want to see you succeed.
Right.
And there's some people that can't wait to see you fail.
Mm-hmm.
So Antonio Brown hopefully finding the help that he deserves and help that he needs as well. This also coming from the conversation earlier today in Pittsburgh.
I'm forever grateful and indebted to the Steelers organization, Mr. Rooney, Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, Ben Roethlisberger. You know, I started my career with those guys. A lot of beautiful moments, a lot of positive things.
A lot of positive things. And
yeah,
also,
that's good.
As it moves through, there are some vague rumors that Tom Brady, obviously going into his free agency, they played together in New England for the one game. There are people stating that Tom Brady wants to have weapons, and he knows the weapon that Antonio Brown is.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that believe that Tom Brady wants to take Antonio Brown to his next destination.
Just who's saying that? I haven't heard that yet.
Pro Football Talk was on it.
Oh, really?
I heard the conversation a lot.
So that would be to the Chargers, because the Chargers have made no secret about that they want Tom Brady.
And also, they're really the only bridge that he hasn't burned down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, burn that New England bridge to the ground.
That's not going.
He's not going to Pittsburgh. Vegas.
Yeah.
And there's maybe Indianapolis. I don't see them wanting to deal with that headache either.
That.
And because
Tom Brady would be the only one that could control him. He can't go into a weak locker room.
Andrew Filippone, who's also from The Fan in Pittsburgh, he was on CBS National, and that's where I first heard the conversation, kind of looked into it a little bit more. He said, I don't know what else to say, but if Tom Brady wants to hitch his wagon to Antonio Brown and make his decision on what team is going to take Antonio Brown, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, why are you making that your decision? Make it because of you, and they can go and get other guys. Maybe not as talented as Antonio Brown has been, but he appears to be getting a lot more help than he's needed to in a long time, and at least finding some reprieve in the situation he has right now. It's the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. Eric Weddle announcing his retirement after a 13-year career, 9 of his first 13 years with the Chargers, also joined the LA Rams most recently. So Eric Weddle hanging it up, longtime safety in the NFL. We'll see where his path leads him as well. And also, Greg Olsen, starting to take free agent tours, was in Buffalo earlier today, reported that he will go and visit with the Seattle Seahawks.
Well,
interesting to see if the Packers are in that conversation.
You're right, the Packers should be in that conversation.
Especially if you believe that Jay Sternberger is legit, you might as well get him a vet that you think can nurture him.
Right, because one would think that Jimmy Graham time has run out in Green Bay. They're going to pay him a little bit to leave, but...
Mm-hmm. Greg Olsen still put up 8 for 98 from last year.
Yeah, so you're good.
So he can still ball. That's absolutely true. Pfister Hotel.
Let's get to the Pfister Hotel. Billy, it's been around for about 125 years. Guys, experience the Midwest Condé Nast Traveler's Reader Top Choice and experience the wonder of the Pfister Hotel at thepfisterhotel.com. Folks, but wait, I got one more. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally some of the best steak you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area, fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today at masonstreetgrill.com. Fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. The Pfister Hotel, Restaurant, Bar, and next door, Mason Street Grill.
FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Brian Anderson was with us a couple of days ago here on the Wendy's Big Show. He called Bucks and Pelicans on TNT, but mentioned his Milwaukee Brewers that he calls on Fox Sports Wisconsin. He had a little bit different opinion than a lot of people have had on the offseason David Stearns has had. Bring that to you in about 10 minutes from right now. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 1057 FM, The Fan. Do you like the trades made around the Eastern Conference? Do any of them threaten the Milwaukee Bucks? 43-7 back on the floor tonight at Fiserv Forum. Their first home date against Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers handed the Bucks their worst loss of the 2019-2020 season. Get back at them. Does this game have a whole lot of weight? We'll ask you that at 4 o'clock. Also, John Johnson of WIP in Philly joins us at 3:48. Gary, NBA player does not seem very happy about the deal that was made involving him earlier today. Andre Drummond just tweeting this out. He was shipped from the Detroit Pistons to the Cleveland Cavaliers in exchange for two former Milwaukee Bucks, Brandon Knight and John Henson. Andre Drummond said, "If there's one thing I've learned about the NBA, there's no friends or loyalty. I've given my heart and soul to the Pistons, and to have this happen with no heads up makes me realize even more that this is just a business. I love you, Detroit."
Well, yeah, it is a business. He knew that all along. I mean, this shouldn't be shocking.
But that's got to be difficult, though. I can't even put into words what that would be like.
Well, I mean, I've been on that end before, but you see, he's been around long enough. He's seen guys come and go.
So he shouldn't be surprised by this?
No, I mean, he was with Greg Monroe, right?
In Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, and he came here. He's seen.
Yeah, but I mean, that was his choice. That was free agency. This is just traded right here.
Because they chose not to give him any money.
Sure.
And so he went to the best deal possible. I mean, I get that. He's been around long enough to know what this is. And plus, Detroit's organization, that they're not winning.
That's for sure. They're not winning anything.
They're not winning.
And I would have thought that maybe they would have been able to get a little bit more for an Andre Drummond, who's still, I mean, top five big man in the NBA. He's one of the best big men in the NBA.
He is, but just doesn't fit.
It's an interesting trade to Cleveland. And Cleveland's freeing up some cap space, I guess. But they have all their own problems. I mean, you want to look into a John Beilein situation.
One dumpster fire for another one.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's a tough spot. Not going to call this a dumpster fire. This is reported from Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's on JS Online, and a link is going to be at 1057fmthefan.com momentarily. Eric Helland, in his seventh season as the strength and conditioning coach of the University of Wisconsin men's basketball team, placed on administrative leave last night. The story broke after Helland did not travel to Minneapolis for Wisconsin's 70-52 loss to the Golden Gophers on Wednesday night. This all relates back to a possible racial situation that went on with Kobe King, who recently left the Wisconsin basketball program. This directly from Patricus's piece. Sources with access to the program told the JS Online that the use of a racial epithet involved Kobe King, who recently announced he was leaving the program and planned to transfer. Doherty, who is a member of the UW staff, said that they would not confirm, only provide a statement. The statement says UW Athletics Administration was made aware of the allegation Sunday afternoon and has already taken measures to address it. Anytime we are made aware of any allegation of any kind, it is handled with the utmost seriousness. There is absolutely no place in UW Athletics for this type of behavior being alleged. And then Greg Gard deferred to that statement. I know the university put out a statement, so that's what I'll refer to. The statement is out. Where it all goes, we'll walk through it as we get there. Earlier on this month, or just into January, King announced on Instagram that he was going to leave the Wisconsin basketball program, said in a quote, "This is a very difficult decision for me. However, after spending almost 3 years in the Wisconsin program, I've realized that this program is not the right fit for me as a player or as a person." Helen's a longtime guy. He's been with the Bulls back in 1988. He was named the team's head strength and conditioning coach in 2001, served in that capacity until he joined UW about 7 years ago.
So did they say what he did?
There was a racial comment made.
That's what they did say originally.
That's what they said, yes.
But this is on Kobe's end. This is not from the UW. UW didn't say that he did it. This is Kobe saying that Helen...
UW officials are investigating the allegation. Kobe King then put it in that they were committed. So the biggest point of contention here, or the biggest story out of this, Gary, I think, is if Kobe King wins this appeal, I guess, or if this is found true, he's going to have the opportunity to play next year. See Justin Fields for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. As well as he should. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into politics and the way of the world, but it just feels like, and I don't know if this is true or not, but just feel like a lot of people are saying a lot of things these days that they've never really said before in your face. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's go to Mike in Greenfield at 799-1250. Mike, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Mike.
You hear so much, you know, and I was disappointed. I thought he was supposed to develop into quite a player that would help the Badgers. And I felt disappointed when I heard he was leaving and unhappy. And there's no place for, you know, if there was anything going on. But I'm calling about, about the Bucks. I wasn't following the Lakers too much. And then I watched them play, and I wanted to know if you guys, are a little, I'm a little nervous about the Lakers. I think the Bucks are improving. Giannis, every year he improves on something. In another year, he'll be a great free throw shooter. Then next, the year after that, he'll be a three-point shooter. But I'm a little nervous, and I'd like to hear what you guys think about that. The Lakers make moves that are going to help.
Thanks for the phone call, Mike. I'm not worried about the West right now. That's what he's talking about. Let's just get through the East. Let's just get to the NBA.
That's the easiest way to do it. Just worry about yourself and get yourself through.
I think that's it. I think because if they don't get to the NBA championship game, I think that will be a failure.
Yeah, if they're not into the NBA finals.
If they lose it, I'm not saying they're going to be okay with it, but I for me, that's still progress and one step closer than what you were. And if it's the Clippers or if it's the Clippers and Kawhi and the Clippers, or if it's LeBron and the Lakers and LeBron, if you lose to either one of those games, both of those guys have rings. And they've been there, done it, did that, and you're there knocking on the door trying to get in there. This Bucks team, the way it's assembled right now today, it feels like it'll be the same next year. I don't see any pieces moving within a year.
If they get there, do you believe that? And this is putting you into somebody else's headspace,
sure,
which is difficult. You believe that's enough to get Giannis to sign the Supermax?
No doubt about it. But it's got to be in seven. They can't get blown out.
Sure.
Because that keeps you coming back. Like, we're this close. We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make this happen. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, unless someone comes with and he wants to go play with somebody else. But it doesn't feel like Giannis is engaged with anybody else to go play with. Feel like he's engaged with Middleton and Bledsoe to play with.
That's why it was really interesting to hear him even talk about Zion, because he usually is not a guy to discuss the other players in the NBA. He's usually just focused on himself and that team's dealings as well. This is just a difficult situation that the NBA has put small market teams in with the bird rights, and I understand, and I think the Supermax, while the intentions were great, it appears and feels to me like all it does is speed up free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the Bucks, because Giannis can sign the Supermax a year ahead of time, Giannis has to make his free agent decision a year ahead of time. And he doesn't have all the facts in front of him. That's one more year and one year earlier that you have to make that life-changing decision, where I understand you want to have some heads up, but it feels to me like there's no reason why Giannis necessarily has to sign the max contract. He can do the Supermax in free agency once he gets to free agency. But if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, it feels like then you do have to trade him if he doesn't give you that. So it's a catch-22, and it just doesn't feel like to me that it's doing all the good that it could have in the Supermax contract when it was brought up by the NBA.
Mm-hmm. No, I would agree. I mean, and sometimes you do things for the better. You're trying to better your league, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why you do it. But then all of a sudden you look at it and they go, that's not really working. I mean, it's a lot like the hiring of minority coaches. I thought the Rooney Rule was a great rule.
No, and it's failed miserably.
But in the beginning it was, it felt like it was working, it was great, and then it hasn't. So this is one and the same, where you look at it and you go, maybe we need to redo that.
And like somehow you're always going to be able to find a loophole. Somehow somebody's always going to be able to bend the rules.
Yeah,
it looks good that at least Marvin Lewis gets an interview.
Right.
But after Mike McCarthy stayed over at Jerry Jones' house, I mean, like, that doesn't work very well.
Right. Come on, guys.
Kendrick's on the north side. He's up on the fan. Kendrick, what's on your mind?
Oh, what's happening, fellas? Is Sparky in the building?
He is not.
Yeah, he's in here somewhere.
Okay.
What you need?
A Bucks alarmist. I see these moves made by the Clippers, and of course we would not meet them until the championship, realistically. But this move that Miami made, you know, if you look at it, they have Bam Adebayo plays Giannis pretty well. They got Jay Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
They are focused in on the Bucks and possibly Philly. But I'm like, are we so confident? I'm in this Bucks room on Facebook. Why are we so confident? We look at our chemistry, which is great, but realistically, what have the Bucks done? They've won 60 last year, but they hadn't got out of the first round until last year, in the last 20 years. And let's be real about Giannis is the MVP the regular season, but what has anybody on the Bucks team really done in the playoffs? That we couldn't, if we could have made a move to possibly.
So what move did you, what move did you want them to make, Kendrick?
I would have, I honestly, I would have liked to, for them to go hard for Drew Holiday. Basically, in a way, Drew Holiday, or I would have liked Markieff Morris. I think that's an excellent pickup for the Clippers, because if we could have got Markieff.
What did the Clippers give up for Markieff Morris?
For Marcus Morris, they gave
up. Hardly nothing. A draft pick, hardly nothing. It looks like to me, maybe a draft pick, and they got Isaiah, but I heard they're going to waive him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to buy him out.
They kept that Shamit. I think they gave up Harkless, but intact, a few of their younger guys, but they didn't give up the guy, Montrell. They didn't give up him, and they added a guy like that.
It felt like to me, and everything that I was hearing, Kendrick, was that they were going to part with Montrezl Harrell, and that was a piece that somewhat I was actually interested in as a backup big. The Marcus Morris deal, he's better than I think he gets credit for because of the intensity that he plays with. I just don't know the rotation spot that he was going to take, what you were able to give up. I just don't want to give up Dante DiVincenzo because I think he's your highest upside player at this particular point.
If we had to give him up for that, then no. I would have given up Dante for Drew Holiday, but not for Markieff Morris because of the position that they play.
Mm-hmm.
But if it would have been a pick, maybe DJ, because I don't know why we don't play him.
Sure.
I don't understand that, but I just want the Bucks Nation to understand, as loyal as Giannis is, but what burns in Giannis, because like you guys are talking about the Supermax, Giannis already has that $100 million, and Giannis that'll last Giannis for 9 billion years, and him and his family.
Sure,
he wants to win a title. I don't care how tight he is with Middleton or anything else. If they don't at least get to the championship, he's gonna tell Lazzari and whoever else, hey, something has to be done, or else I'm going to have a 45-minute interview with Jim, whatever his name was, with, you know, the decision. So thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it, Kendrick. Oh, man, if he went on and started talking to Jim Gray, I would just lose my lunch.
Yeah, he's not doing it.
No, and hopefully not, because also Jim Gray just irritates me. 414-799-1250, live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. We're back after this on The Fan. Brian Anderson, your voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. Maybe believing a little bit more in the Milwaukee Brewers than some. Do you agree? Listen to his rationale and then respond. Eric, name and a half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.